Brother Charles de Foucauld was born into a wealthy family in France in 1858. By the age of 6, he was an orphan. His life was full of sadness and grief, and as he grew up, he struggled with his faith, and he ended up turning away from God. But God never turned away from Charles. Years later, after a stint in the army and time spent as an explorer and geographer, he began to question his views on God's non-existence. You see, in his travels, he had met many different people of different faiths, and he marveled at the friendship and joy he received in meeting them. He began to wonder if there was more to faith than what he understood. He wrote in a letter dated August 1901, "As soon as I believed that God existed, I understood that I could do nothing else but live for him alone." He followed his heart, and he became a Trappist monk, studying the words and work of Jesus Christ, even living in Jesus' hometown of Nazareth and working there as a gardener for many years. He then traveled to northern Africa, where he spent the last 15 years of his life emulating the life of Jesus Christ, gaining the love, respect, and trust of the Tuareg people. He was murdered in 1916 during a hostage taking, a victim of violence during the First World War. In his lifetime, he wrote the following prayer, the prayer of abandonment, imagining the words on the lips of a dying and crucified Jesus Christ. It feels appropriate that I share it with you today. Let us pray. Father, I abandon myself into your hands. Do with me what you will. Whatever you may do, I thank you. I am ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me and in all your creatures. I wish no more than this, O Lord. Into your hands I commend my soul. I offer it to you with all the love of my heart, for I love you, Lord, and so need to give myself, to surrender myself into your hands without reserve and with boundless confidence. For you are my Father. Amen. Jesus knew that his hour had indeed come on the night of his betrayal. He shared a meal and washed the disciples' feet in an act of servanthood and unconditional love. Our gospel reading today from John takes place in the hours of Jesus' final breaths. He is found guilty. He is beaten. He carries his cross to the place of the skull, or Golgotha, where he was nailed to and raised on the cross between two bandits, one on either side of him. In order to fulfill scripture, he asks for a drink, and a jar of sour wine is raised to his lips. He takes one last drink and swallows, and then he states, "It is finished." There is no cry of despair or grief. He simply bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Jesus spoke his final words not out of fear or remorse, not out of a feeling of abandonment or doom. Jesus went to the cross with resolve. His crucifixion in John was not an accident. It was the completion of Jesus' mission here on earth. He had finished what he needed to do. He had rescued and freed humanity that had fallen into the depths of sin and death. In his death, he drew humanity into the abundant life and love of God, the unconditional agape love of God. He willingly went to the cross, with confidence showing his love for his Father and humankind. This was the mission that Jesus was born for. This was the mission that Jesus fulfilled. This was the victory of unconditional love over the powers of oppression and hate in the world. This is the glory of God manifested in Jesus Christ through the cross. May we live into these words with confidence and grace, for now and always. Amen.